tied together.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, we invite you to the conversation. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or just wishing we had a third party because you're tired of the same old thing. Feel free to throw in your two cents. Hey, coming up in this hour, we're going to tell you about the story of a Marine whose career is now being threatened over rules of engagement, controversial rules of engagement that I think ought to be thrown out that are outrageous. Wait till you hear his story. You're going to be shocked. That's coming up in our very next segment. Also, we're going to check the mailbag. Plus, we've got the weather tweets. Yes, somehow, some way, all of you decided across this great nation to tweet me about the weather. So we're doing a new segment called The Best of the Weather Tweets. Listen, is that not the easiest gig around, being the weatherman? I mean, how about being the weatherman in Arizona, let's say? It's the same old thing. Sunny. Oh, might have some rain today. Looks like it's going to be a little bit dry. Temperatures in the 100s. I mean, come on. That's a great gig. So maybe because I made fun of that in the past, somehow I started this whole tweet line, and many of you are sending me the thoughts on the weather of the day. I mentioned Arizona. It's interesting. A real he said, she said. The Obama train is on the trail, the campaign trail, really, in some key states. The president was in Arizona. The governor, Jan Brewer, says the prez took her to task for her book. It was a crazy photo that was released. This is radio, so let me describe it. Jan Brewer has her finger pointed at Obama. He's kind of got a hand on her shoulder, and they look pretty tense as they're addressing each other. It was an interesting encounter on the tarmac. The president arrived in Arizona on Wednesday, so she was there to greet him. She handed him a letter that she said was a welcome note to the state and also an invitation to talk about a comeback for the state. Specifically in the invitation, the gov says she invited the prez to have lunch and take a look at the border, to actually take a ride along the border and get a sense of what they are dealing with in Arizona. The White House said the president is willing to meet with her again and looks forward to discussing about how to improve Arizona's economy. So I guess it ended well. How about that? The governor did say, as she was leaving her brief conversation with the president, that we both love our country and we fundamentally disagree on how to get there. And she said in closing, I said my offer to come back and go to the border with me still stands. I think it'd be good. I think that's what the president should do. He should take a tour of the border and get a better sense of what's going on, both in Arizona. If you wanted to just pick a couple places, Arizona and, let's say, parts of Texas that are exposed. Well, let's maybe make that three. And then California. Even at that Tijuana border, can you imagine? I was talking to a Border Patrol agent the other day. Do you know that since the tail end of last year into the beginning of this year, that there have been 50 tunnels that they've discovered? And some of these tunnels, we're talking fully equipped, heated, had steps, had lights all along the way, and some of them were miles and miles long and came up from Tijuana into various places in San Diego. Mostly there were pieces of land that had been bought up and things that had been built on them, and the tunnels, that's where they were coming up with drugs. But, you know, how do you stop the tunneling? There's the prime example. You know, that used to be a punchline. Well, if you build a big wall, they'll just find a way to tunnel around it, right? Didn't you dig for holes to get to the other side when you were on a beach somewhere as a kid? You know, when your parents wanted a little peace and quiet, they told you, if this is what my family used to say, seriously, and this was at the Jersey Shore, if you keep digging, I swear you will find China. And I always thought I was going to find China. I was digging. They were just trying to get rid of us for a little bit. So it's true, though. And, you know, this is what happens. These tunnels are real. So I hope the president takes her up and goes back and gets an idea of what they're dealing with in places like Arizona, where at some points in the year, because of the coyotes, the people who bring others across the border for a ton of money, when they die, something happens, they just leave their bodies there, that they have all these Jane Does that they pick up and have to actually refrigerate in trucks sometimes because there's not enough room in some of the morgues, depending on where it's happening, what small town in Arizona it's happening. So this is real stuff. A follow-up to the State of the Union address. This could be the last of the presidents or the last of this administration's. Who knows? This is 2012, and the battle is on. It's big-time game on now. And I think that's what the State of the Union was about, laying out what he would be talking about as he made his way around the country, starting with some of the places he's already hit and where he's headed the rest of the week, including Colorado. But the State of the Union ratings were actually down. Did you ever wonder how many people watch the State of the Union? How many people pay attention to what's being said? Well, I can answer that question. Nielsen has it pegged at 37.75 million. And remember, you have 14 broadcast and cable networks, and it airs live. And part of what people knew they were going to see is, like, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. It was really her farewell appearance. And maybe some other things that some other people and some other things they knew were coming up in this address. Most of it focused on the inequality and class warfare and taxing people who make $1 million 30% and jobs and education that's better and throwing out bad teachers and, you know, a plethora of things, but pretty much the script that anyone could have imagined, because this is all of what's going to be talked about for the president and his bid to be reelected. But when I say the ratings were down, the very first ever State of the Union address for Barack Obama, 52.37 million people watched. Now do the math, that was in February of 2009. The highest cable news networks, and this is interesting because think of people watching Fox News, the most dominant was Fox, 3.8 million viewers, 2.8 for MSNBC and CNN, always bringing up the rear, 2.7 for CNN. So it's the same thing. It's the back and forth. Everything was addressed except for the deficit. What do we do about the deficit? Almost $17 trillion. You know, it's always fuzzy math in Washington. 16, I heard someone say 15 trillion. I thought, no, we passed that well over a year ago. Trust me, we're closer to 17 million than anywhere else. It's close to 17 million, no question about it. So the president laying out, I think, some broad strokes, narrowing it a little bit, and this is what we're going to hear from him. And then the challengers are already doing that. It's the same thing. Here's what we need to do. Here's what's wrong. Here's what's killing us, especially the tax rates. You want businesses to come back. You can't have a 35% corporate tax. That's not fuzzy math. All right, we're talking about the Marine whose career is being threatened over very shaky rules of engagement next with Jeff Atticott. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, anytime we're talking about this administration or we're talking about terrorism, or we'd like to talk to him anyway, Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, joins us now. And Jeff, apparently you made some big news out of Washington. It was the Washington Examiner, and it has to do with a Marine, and apparently he endangered a tractor. Flush that story out for us.
Yeah, one of the things our Center for Terrorism Law does is we defend for free soldiers that are wrongfully accused of war crimes and crimes on the battlefield and punished for those things. And in this particular case, the dad is a retired Navy SEAL by the name of Mark Waddell out of Dallas, Texas. He called me up about 2 weeks ago and said his son was relieved and given a fitness report that ends his career, and would we help him? So I looked into the facts, and it was just unbelievable. What happened is you had an IED that went off on the 28th of October that caused a Marine to lose two legs and a hand. And so the lieutenant in this particular outfit got permission to track the bad guy down, an insurgent, enemy combatant. On the 1st of November, he received permission to engage this target, which they identified, from a helicopter. So they shot him. He was wounded. Some other insurgents came out and put him on a tractor to try to get him away. So the lieutenant ordered the Marine snipers to continue firing. They disabled the tractor, killed the bad guy, and from all all appearances, it was a good kill, no civilians killed. And then a month later, the battalion commander relieves him from his command and gives him a fitness report that basically ends his career. And in there, they say that you violated our little rules of engagement because you shot the tractor and killed the tractor. And you just can't make this stuff up. So we've been fighting for this guy. I've been to see Senator Cornyn. We're getting in touch with the Pentagon. And it's just another case of these rules of engagement gone wild for doing their duty, killing the enemy in combat.
Yeah, no kidding. And Joshua Waddell, the guy you're talking about, this first lieutenant, thank goodness he contacted you guys. I mean, this is a guy, right, that was awarded a Bronze Star during his first tour of duty in Afghanistan. He comes back for a second. I mean, Jeff, he was obviously on his way to an incredible career.
Yeah, he was. In fact, he himself had stepped on a low-impact IED, so he wasn't seriously wounded. And I actually went to the general, one-star general, in theater in Afghanistan and made him aware of the case and told him to, you know, do it the right thing and reinstate him, tear up the fitness report. The general non-concurred with the battalion commander but refused to tear up the fitness report. So now it's in his records, and we're trying to fight that to get it out of the records. But it's just, you know, from the top down, our soldiers are given these rules of engagement that don't make any daggone sense, and they ruin careers over our heroes that are fighting for us. And you know, luckily this guy had a dad that was a Navy SEAL that contacted me, because there are hundreds of cases out there where people in our own chain of command are abusing their authority and punishing our soldiers under these silly, ridiculous, absurd rules of engagement, which we self-impose. They're not required by the law of war. They're self-imposed.
And why is this, especially in Afghanistan, is it to please the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, or why is that?
Yeah, a lot of it is to please the president. You know, we restrict night attacks. We have to cross our T's and dot our I's. If there's a civilian anywhere near where we're engaging the target, we have to stop shooting. And this is not required by the law of war. They're self-imposed because we want to, quote-unquote, be nice to the Afghanis and win their hearts and minds. But, you know, when you're being killed, when this particular insurgent killed or seriously wounded one of the Marines in their platoon, two legs lost, a hand lost, and now we're going to coddle this person when you have an opportunity to kill him. This lieutenant did the right thing by killing this person. No civilians were killed, by the way. And a tractor, they actually put in his release thing that he wounded the tractor. You know, it's unbelievable.
Wow. And the thing is, too, about this, if I'm right, and you would know more than I would, because you're in the middle of this case that's getting all this attention, but the way things work, and he was up for a promotion, and he obviously was decorated, was a hero, that kind of guy, Waddell. So now, at this point, isn't it really up to the commander, whether or not, you know, the battalion commander as to what's going to happen? I mean, if they say, okay, well, even if we talk about this tractor and we clear his name, he still might not get promoted. In fact, that's likely that won't happen, right?
Well, as long as that piece of paper is in his records, he will not get promoted. His promotion board, though, this battalion commander will not sit on that board. If we get the paper pulled out, the battalion commander doesn't get to write him an efficiency report. So if anybody's really concerned with this, we're trying to get Senator Cornyn from Texas energized to help us. So if any of your listeners want to send Senator Cornyn an email and say, please help Lieutenant Waddell, it'd be much appreciated, because that's why we're going national with this, just to bring, you know, to bring to bear what pressure we can, because they're not charging him with a crime, so I can't go into court and defend him. They're simply stabbing him in the back with these administrative procedures.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we'll be pushing that for sure. Everybody get the pen and paper out. We're going to give you all this stuff, and we're going to send massive emails to Senator Cornyn to try to get more eyes on this story. I think it's just such a travesty. And, you know, this is something, Jeff, that you and I have talked about for a long time. I think one of the very first times that we ever had a discussion, we talked about the rules of engagement, and you said back then, and this was probably 2.5, 3 years ago, how ridiculous they were and how hamstrung our military is, and this is a huge part of the problem, isn't it?
It's huge, and our soldiers, you know, are asked to do things that is simply impossible. Our president has set us up for defeat in Afghanistan. He can't define victory. He's negotiating with our enemies. He's tying the hands of our soldiers so we can't do the job that we're supposed to do. And then when we do have, you know, a particular spectacular event like we had with the Navy SEALs, he uses a personal pronoun about 100 times, and is ignoring the big picture, which is we have to achieve victory, and you cannot do that by coddling these people. If you're going to kill enemy combatants, you've got to go in and do it. And this idea that, well, it's asymmetrical warfare, we can't do that, then get out. If you're not going to go in there and crush the enemy, identify the enemy, then we have no business being there.
Yeah, amen. I agree with you 100%. We'll keep eyes on that, and we'll do everything we can to help, Jeff. Since we have you here, I'd be remiss not to ask you about the State of the Union address. You watched. You saw how the start of the State of the Union. There was praise heaped on the military, and whether you're Republican or Democrat, who's not going to applaud that? And then ending with the military. How did you find that? How did that go down for you as you watched the president in that course of an hour?
Well, again, you know, I agree that our military needs to be praised, but the commander-in-chief, it's his job to direct the military towards military victory. There is no substitute for military victory. As I said many times, he absolutely did the wrong thing in Iraq by pulling us out early, and he's done the wrong thing in Afghanistan by not taking advantage of the death of Osama bin Laden and getting us out then so we could be victorious. He's using the military card because he knows that Americans are patriotic. He wants to wrap himself in the American flag as a great war leader. He's absolutely inept in terms of a commander-in-chief, in terms of providing clarity to our soldiers, in terms of providing clarity about what military commissions are, no clarity about Guantanamo Bay, no clarity about indefinite detention issues, about drone issues. He simply goes from pillar to post and gives a great speech, and you know, but I was left kind of very upset, because when you peel back the very thin veneer that he presents, he is not being a responsible commander-in-chief in directing our national security and our military.
Yeah, and you saw that, of course, leading up to this, it was just a few weeks ago, even we spoke about this, the dramatic cuts they're talking about for defense, and ultimately what does that mean to people here in the States who have come back and also people who are currently serving? I think it's unsustainable. What do you think? The military.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, somehow liberals believe that there's never going to be another war, and therefore we'll just reduce our military, and everybody will see that as a sign of peace and the olive branch. History shows that when you reduce your military, you guarantee war a lot sooner, because our totalitarian enemies see that as a sign of weakness. We have no saber to rattle because we have no saber. This president has refused to put a dime towards modernizing our nuclear weapons, even though that was requested by our Secretary of Defense, the previous one, because somehow he has this naive idea that we can get rid of nuclear weapons and the world's going to be a lovely place. He has disoriented to reality in that regard. He's on the wrong side of history, and he's placing our country in great jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, so we're going to rally the troops, everything we can do, Jeff, to help in this situation. It's just a crazy, crazy story about the rules of engagement and Joshua Waddell, a first lieutenant in the U.S. Marines. I'm glad you're involved in this one, and let's hope that we have a good end to this, because what a sad, sad story. As somebody, and I mentioned this at the top, and you know this, going back, dipping back again to go for a second time, another tour of duty, that's a terrible thing to do to someone like Waddell.
Yeah, he was very reluctant to raise this issue, but he's doing the right thing for all the soldiers that are out there that have been abused by these ridiculous rules.
Jeff, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
Jeff, thanks. I'll start hitting that hard. I'll hit the whole thing on Cornyn, and I'll give that out, and I'll put it on the websites and stuff.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Cato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, you just heard that conversation with Jeff Atticott about the Marine who unfortunately is dancing on that tightrope called ridiculousness that is the rules of engagement. And as I was saying to Jeff there as we were skating away, you know, the thing to do is to contact the senator from Texas, John Cornyn, and the reason for that is because the Marine is from that area, so you contact the person, reach out to the person who is closest to you. And Cornyn's pretty easy, actually, to get a hold of. He's got websites all over the place, like everybody, I guess, that's in Congress. But you can send the senator, if you want to jump on this train with the rest of us, you can send the senator your thoughts at info@johncornyn.com. And just so you know how to spell his name, it's just the regular J-O-H-N. And Cornyn is C-O-R-N-Y-N.com. Don't worry if this blew by you. I will put it on the website if you go to americatonight.net, so you'll have that if you want to send your thoughts about the sad situation that this Marine finds himself in and all because of the rules of engagement, and ultimately comes down to that commander, basically, that was, as Jeff was saying, on the field. And unfortunately, you know, here's a guy who was giving his life to move up and was moving up the ranks, and here's in this hellish area, staying in Afghanistan. He spots the bomb maker. He does really what he was supposed to do, alerts them to that. After all, there was a sergeant who had lost both legs and a hand when a bomb detonated in that same spot the day before. So he gets the permission from the commanders and then orders the Marine snipers to open fire on the man, and the rest is history. The tractor was hit. Nobody else was hit. But then they complained that there were teenagers around there who weren't injured or any of that, but that the vehicle was fired upon. Can you imagine? So his career goes down the tubes because of being told, first of all, getting the high sign to shoot, because he hits this tractor. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Sometimes there's a big gap between reality and others' sense of reality, just in following the bottom line, just looking at it, just looking at the quotes rules. But he was told to do that. You know, so that's the thing. All right, we're going to mash it up here and give you a little odds and ends, including if you do want to throw in your 2 cents, what do you think should happen to this Marine? I mean, come on. They should get rid of that paper, and he should be able to go about like nothing ever happened, because this is jeopardizing his future in the Corps. 800-259-5791, or send me an email at americatonight.net. In mixing stuff up, everything's about politics these days, right? So now the Republicans are in Florida. The president is doing a little bit of a tour, going to several states where he may have some trouble when it comes to being reelected, some of those swing states and whatnot. He was in Arizona, and then he was moving on to Colorado. In Florida, what's interesting is the polling is, you know, you have the polls that have been taken now a couple of different times. You had Newt Gingrich leading by 8% in 2 polls, and now you in South Carolina, you saw he's behind, and then he rose up in the South Carolina polls. And now there are suggestions that it's really a dead heat at this point. However, you have a couple of things like Senator Marco Rubio, who's very popular, has already been mentioned as possibly the undercard for whoever gets the nomination. I mean, his name just keeps coming up. And he's endorsing Mitt Romney. Isn't that interesting? The establishment still really, really wants Romney no matter what keeps coming up. No matter if anybody comes, if it's Rick Santorum or Ron Paul, and same thing with Newt Gingrich. So the president is on the attack in a different direction. While the Republicans who are trying to get that nod on the other side are duking it out, the president is just taking free shots really at the Republicans and saying that the people of this country need to get a fair shake. Take a listen.
I'm pro-immigrant. I like immigration. Immigration has been an extraordinary source of strength in this country. It's very tempting to come to an audience like this and to pander to the audience and to say what you hope people will want to hear. But frankly, I think that's unbecoming of a presidential candidate, and I think that was a mistake on his part. Very sad for a candidate to resort to that kind of epithet. It's just inappropriate. It's very tempting to come to an audience like this and to pander to the audience.
All right, there, that was Mitt Romney. We're going to tell you about that next. That is Romney in Florida saying, you know, I'm going to stand by what I've said before on immigration, because Gingrich is in Florida saying, I'm going to push for a Cuban Spring. And this is completely opposite of what he said apparently in the past. And he said that, you know, that with the immigration policy in Latin America, He's going to offer that Cuban Spring if he's elected president. In other words, he would work to bring democracy to the island, which has been under the rule of the Castros forever, for 50 years. So, nobody really flinched much because the Cuban Americans are a huge bloc of voters in southern Florida, and they're very involved politically. And he talked about a whole bunch of things. He would ease travel to the U.S. by Latin Americans who come on business or as tourists. So what happened was Gingrich, and that's what Romney was responding to, that was that punching I was talking about, Gingrich was responding to Romney's immigration policy and was laughing at the idea of self-deportation, because that's what Mitt Romney said during a Monday night debate, saying that it wouldn't work if you had self-deportation, because he's saying that's what he favors over policies that would require the federal government to round up millions of illegal immigrants and send them back to their home country. Apparently, Gingrich would dramatically change immigration. And he's saying he'd use non-military, he even went this far, he said he'd use non-military efforts. Okay, you ready for this? This is bad. He'd use non-military efforts to overthrow Fidel Castro and his brother Raul, who is now the official leader of the Communist Party. To that end, I would say, good luck. Ever hear of Bay of Pigs? There are plenty of people that have interest in what's going on in Cuba. And no way, no how. So Romney saying he was really pandering there. I think we have the Obama comments, too. And Obama, as I said, is just going to go after Republican ideologies overall, and really more the logjam than anything else in Congress. Not so much the people that could possibly run against him, because that would be a faux pas. He doesn't even know who that's going to be, so there's no reason to hit them head on necessarily at this point. He's been asked about the potential of Gingrich or Mitt Romney, and he kind of, you know, he kind of sloughs it off. In one interview, he said, well, I would welcome them if they could do a better job. Whoever it might be, the Republicans are doing their best to wage a battle or some such thing, but he's not addressing anyone specifically, and that makes sense because he doesn't know who that person is going to be. So here Obama talks about fair shot and that they're wrong.
Their philosophy, what there is of it, seems to be pretty simple. We're better off when everybody is left to fend for themselves and everybody can play by their own rules. And I'm here to say they're wrong. We recognize that if everybody is getting a fair shot, everybody has a chance to do better. That's what built this country.
Yeah, here's a question. When you look at fair shot, do you think right now, America, do you think you're getting a fair shot? I mean, there's a question. Do you think the American dream, we've talked about this before, do you think the American dream is still possible? Can you still grab the brass ring? Can you still become all that you can be? You know, those commercials that you see that are really for the military, really for the Army. Is that still attainable, or does it feel like it's just completely elusive? Does it really feel like there's just such a wide divide? And is it more about maybe not just one person, but is it about the fact that most of the people who are making the laws can't relate to the common man more than anything? Is that what it's about? When you look at the approval ratings for Congress, it's not a shock that they're so low. When you're talking about 10%, 11%, that's appalling. So you might cherry pick and like a few of the people that are up there, but really most people are not happy with what they're getting. And remember, this is our money. We're the taxpayers. It's we the people. Never forget that. Is the American dream eroding? Is it being taken away one law at a time, or lack of a law, or logjam, or regulations? And probably most of you at some point have felt that in some sense. I personally think you still have a shot. You still have a shot at it, but you got to want it badly, and you got to break through all the rhetoric. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to have some fun weather tweets. You've actually sent them to me, so we're going to do it next here on America Tonight.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
I don't know how we started talking about the weather, but I always say it's the common denominator, right, folks? So if you just tune in and you're thinking, oh, why isn't she banging on Barack Obama for going after Jan Brewer? Yeah, I think he needs to take up the governor's offer to go and have lunch and check out the border, but that hits too close to home after, stupidly, the Justice Department went after the state of Arizona. Because, hey, she was trying to help the people. Can you imagine? She was actually trying to do her job. She's trying to help the people who were struggling with this horrible illegal immigration problem there, where it's affected the schools, the hospitals, gangs coming in, drugs, just terrible things in sparse areas in Arizona, in places like Phoenix and Tucson. I know some people that left Phoenix because they didn't feel safe anymore. They felt like, wow, the elements that are coming in here. It's not like you're talking about, oh, these nice people that are coming across the border. Because, yes, there are, as it's being portrayed, even Newt Gingrich was trying to say that, well, you have grandparents who have lived here forever and have done these jobs and have raised these kids. So there's one image of that, but you forget about all the other images out there of nasty, bad, cut-your-throat criminals, drugs, and did I say drugs? More drugs, meth, and the things that are going back and forth. And, of course, they're making money and then taking it back across. And this is what they're really, really doing within Arizona. And the federal government isn't enforcing anything. So, finally, and you know this story already, 2 years ago, the state senators and the reps decided that they fought tooth and nail over this, but got a bill together, got a law, and got it signed by the governor, who really, really wrestled with the decision and said in the end, okay, this is okay. If somebody's being stopped for something, legitimately there's something going on, and we'll train our law enforcement people in this, then we can ask if they're a citizen. Can't we? Can't we ask if they're a citizen? You know, everybody always asks for my driver's license, and every time I do get a job in somewhere, I've got to sign all kinds of documents and supply Social Security and everything else. I practically have to give blood. It's crazy. All right, so I said we were going to do these weather tweets because the common denominator is weather. When you get on the elevator, when you're on a plane, when you're waiting around, strangers talk to you, it's always about the weather. If we're having hot weather, cold weather, rainy weather, whether it's snow or hail, whatever it might be, there's a zillion possibilities. So the weather tweets, you know, they even do... Can we hear that tweet again? I bet you somebody has that on their phone. So anyway, I got a weather tweet from Lily in Maine today. She said, high in the 30s, but flurries on Sunday. Okay. You know, because you only get so many characters, so she couldn't go into much more description. And Lily must be listening to us on WLOB. We're so excited. Our new affiliate in Lewiston, Maine, 95.5 FM and 1310 AM in Portland, Maine. Hey, for everybody listening in Maine and around the country, have you been watching, when you watch the Olympics, these snowboarders? It's crazy what they do. I can't even stand up barely on a snowboard. But Seth Westcott is from Maine. He's from Carabasset, Maine. He's 28 years old. He's won a couple of Olympic gold medals. We had him on the show one time, a long time ago. He won in Turin and he won in Vancouver. He's got a torn muscle. He just had to have surgery for it. And it was they had to reattach, I guess, a muscle to bone in his arm. So he's out for the season. But this guy trains, I think, even at Sugarloaf in Maine. Oh, I went to Sugarloaf once. I thought I was a good skier. I practically sat down the whole way. I was so frightened. Woo, when they say Black Diamond Trails in Sugarloaf, they really, really mean it. So we get another tweet from WVNJ, as I think this is the direction it came in. I can only assume that's where it is. But WVNJ, 1160 AM, New York area, Long Island, etc. And it's Jack who says, carry an umbrella, wet and in the 40s. Okay, so some rain happening in that New York area. If you're headed there on business, Jack is giving you the heads up. WKMI, 1360 AM, woohoo, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Shout out to Pete in Kalamazoo. But this is from Bill, who says, get out the shovels, snow, end of the week. Ooh, if they're telling you to get out the shovels, they mean get out the shovels. I love my flyover states, and all of you know, living in those areas, when you say snow, it's not like the snow I grew up with where it's like 2 inches in Philly or in Jersey. Occasionally you get the nor'easters, but not the kind of snow they get in Kalamazoo where you got to dig your car out. Oh, that would get old. Oh, I love snow when it's quiet, no one's around, and things are shut down. Of course, when you're a kid, you get a snow day. It's great. You don't think about having to make up those days. But when you have to dig out cars, that is tough. Really. I give everyone credit who can do that. I am not good at... I'm kind of a weenie when it comes to digging out cars. You know, I'm... I'm strong otherwise, but the whole car thing, oh. And I must look like the damsel in distress, I guess, because when I've been stuck in those situations twice in New York that happened to me, and right away somebody came along and helped me. Somebody came along and started to help me dig out, and I thought that was great. There's like this, I don't know, sense of camaraderie. We're all in this together. We're fighting the elements. I think that's why the whole thing about weather, that's why I'm saying weather is so big for all of us, because that's what we're doing. We're facing the elements. Sometimes the elements aren't so kind. Even when it comes to rain, the rain can be nasty too. Let's go to another one. This one is from Jason in Lexington, Kentucky. And Jason says this. He says, look out, it's getting cold in the 30s and 40s. Now that's hard. Look out, it's getting cold in the 30s and 40s. Do you think he's giving us a bogus weather forecast? I don't know. 40s, that's not so bad, really. And there's a big difference between 30s and 40s. If you're saying it's 30 degrees versus 48 degrees, Jason, you need to be more specific. But he's got to be listening to us on WVLK in Lexington, Kentucky. Great horse country, Lexington. And some of the interesting things that go on in Lexington, a lot of it relates to horses. Some of the famous horses that end up ultimately on some of the farms there. And, of course, the great, great basketball team there, Kentucky, the Kentucky Wildcats. People in that area of the country proud of their basketball. Although all the places I just mentioned would probably say the same thing. I just read something the other day about John Calipari, who's the coach of Kentucky. The Kentucky coach is pretty popular now. Everyone's so used to Calipari and his ways. And Kentucky beat Georgia 57-44 on Tuesday. So their overall record is 20-1. So they're sitting pretty right now. Here's the bottom line. All of you listening to me, when do you care about hoops? You care about hoops when it's the tail end of the season and it's the big dance. Somebody in an office pool somewhere hands you a sheet of paper and you have no idea about half of the teams you're circling, but you look at it anyway because you hear that 70 other people have it, and everybody's paying $5, but that would be gambling, wouldn't it? And you could win some money if you come in first, second, or third. Hey, thanks for the weather tweets. Remember, you can tweet us. You can hook up pretty easy. Just go to our website, americatonight.net. You can hook up with us that way. A lot of fun. Thanks to all of you who did that.